What if you could change your life? What if the sorrow could become joy and the darkness the light? What if you could heal not only yourself but those around you? Well, you can. This is Alchemy, and these are the Alchemy Sisters. Join psychic Jenny McDaniel and spiritual advisor Mandy Elam for a magical one-hour journey into esoteric spiritual discussions. DPR presents.
Hello and welcome to the Alchemy Sisters. You are here with Mandy. Jenny is not going to be with us tonight, but that is okay. We send her all of our love and light. I hope everybody's having a good week out there. We have a really big eclipse coming up and all of these retrogrades going on, and it has been some heavy energy. People have been forced to look at, you know, relationships with themselves and their loved ones and, you know, their current place in life, and it's just been quite the month. So I'm really excited because we have some amazing angelic support with us tonight. Our guest tonight is Joan Turpin Cranmore, and she is amazing. She's an angel channel and card reader. She has been for over 40 years. She's also a master Reiki instructor or Reiki master, and she facilitates lots of workshops. She does past life regression, angel message circles, and intuition workshops. So I would like to welcome her on. Welcome, Joan. How are you tonight?
I'm well, thank you. Hi, Mandy.
Hi. Joan and I got to chit-chat for just a minute before the show, and we were talking about just what a beautiful night it is tonight and really peaceful. I'm down in Florida, and she's way up in Michigan, and both places are just so nice. So I'm excited to sit and share some space with you, Joan.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about your work and what you do?
I actually channel messages from the angels when I'm counseling people. I use a combination of cards and channeled messages, and they always come through. They so much want to assist us. They want to assure us of their love. The angels want to let us know that there's no judgment from them, no matter where we're at in our life, and their purpose is to help, to guide, to inspire us, to uplift and protect, among other things. But they're always there for us.
Wonderful.
They've helped me so much over the years. One of the things that I do when I have a decision coming up is I just say to the angels, I need absolute clarity on this decision, and they always find a way to bring that clarity to me. It might be an individual that approaches me. It could be a television program, a book that falls into my hands, a newspaper, a TV program, but they always find a way to bring clarity so that I know what decision to make.
Oh, beautiful. I like that. I get a lot of my angel messages via song lyrics, actually, and
yeah,
it's so funny. I'll just turn on the radio or anything now, like, you know, my computer or YouTube, and right away it's the exact message I need, and it's just that one has always served me for so long, and I think because, like, I accept it more and I've tuned into it, like, they just love it and give it to me more and more and more.
They do. If you're looking for it, you'll find it.
Oh, that's amazing. Joan, you were saying that you you counsel people. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about your counseling and then how they could get a hold of you? And just so you know, listeners, we will repeat Joan's information at the end, but I want her to share it in the beginning as well with all of you.
The easiest way to reach me is by my home phone, and that would be 231-839-2170. They can find me on Facebook Messenger with my name, Joan Turpining Cranmore, C-R-A-N-M-O-R-E. What I do is I either meet with people in person or I meet with them over the telephone, And we go over things like where they're at with their job. We look at relationships. We look at health issues. And the angels guide me in telling them what would be their best, like, plan of action or what direction to go in. I really believe, and the angels assure me that this is true, if you know about things ahead of time, you can prevent problems, you can change things, you can make good and wise decisions. So it's never written in stone. Just because it might show up in the cards, my angels assure me, and your angels assure me, that things can be changed and problems can be prevented. It's kind of nice when you have maybe two opportunities for work, and we look at that. You can know whether one is a good decision, one is better than the other, or maybe both of them are not the ones that are supposed to be for you. But the angels help with all of that, as well as the cards. I don't really separate the two out because the angels clarify the cards. For instance, I have one card that just says a disagreeable surprise. I find that's not too helpful for a person when I tell them that, but your angels show me what the disagreeable surprise is. It might be, as I saw one day, a plumbing issue in somebody's basement, and they didn't pay attention to the message, and their basement flooded. But those kind of everyday, ordinary things the angels will share so that you can prevent a problem.
That's amazing. That's so beautiful. We talk a lot on our show about how, we have free will and how we can see, certain patterns or certain things that may happen. But at any point, that's the beauty of us incarnating on this planet, is we can choose our own destiny and we can choose our own free will and create what we want. And we have helper beings with us all the time. And, it's definitely... it's kind of one of those things, whether you believe it or not, you always have angels with you. So at any point when you're ready to access them, they're there. And just like Joan said, they're your biggest cheerleaders, and they just want to boost you up and help you get through this crazy life. Wouldn't you say, Joan?
Absolutely. Totally true. And I love that there's no judgment from the angels. Even though you may have done some things that weren't real positive in the past, it's all a learning experience, and they still want to be there to completely support us and not judge us on our path.
Yes, yes. And that's something that I think we as a population are really just, we're learning about left and right, about how much we've kind of been taught to judge ourselves and others and situations so quickly. And we're leading into this time where we're growing and we're opening our hearts more and more to the idea of non-judgment and unconditional love. And it all starts with you, and it all starts, within your own heart and your own soul and making a decision. And whenever you want, you can access your angels. Joan, we do have a couple of callers. Would you like to take a reading?
Sure.
All right. Okay, we are going to take a call from area code 917.
Go ahead, caller.
Hi, 917. Hi. You're with Mandy and Joan. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, you're speaking with Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Hi. I have a question. The guy that I was seeing and I kind of like... had it kind of like an argument. What do you see for us? Like, what do you think? What kind of a...
Your angels are definitely showing me distance between you now, and it's going to take some time to patch this up. And it's going to take sitting down and having open communication. Remember, it takes two of you, so he needs to be willing also to do this. It just looks like he is kind of easily hurt and maybe a little tender-hearted. So keep that in mind, too, in this situation. Do I think that you can mend this? Yes. It's looking like you probably can, But it's going to take some work.
Is this like the partner for me, or is there somebody better out there?
This is an okay partner for you. Not maybe your absolute best, but not a bad partner either. Definitely not a bad partner for you.
Well,
remember, your angels are saying remember compromise. That seems to be a key factor here.
He keeps saying like that he's trying to help me in a relationship so that if I find another relationship, I'll be better at it. He says he's trying to help me. And that if I wanted to have a relationship, I need to do this and this and this. Like, that's what he's telling me. Like, what does that mean? Why would somebody do that?
Well, it isn't his place, your angels are saying, to tell you how to be in a relationship.
In a
if
relationship.
He's not going to be in the relationship with you,
yeah.
he has no business telling you how to
help me
how to grow.
Be in a relationship. Yeah.
Sounds a little controlling.
Yeah. He doesn't have good skills himself. Doesn't sound like.
No, it doesn't sound like it. Don't get discouraged, your angels are saying, and don't get in a big hurry to settle for less than what you want. And that's one of the things the angels always tell me to tell people in relationships, do not settle for less than what you want. If this is not exactly what you want, take your time and wait for the right one.
Yeah.
He's not a bad partner, but
no,
we don't
not.
Have to give control over to someone.
No. No. Okay. Well, he's just trying to make an excuse that for himself maybe why he wants to be with me. And then he puts it on another relationship for me or something.
Yeah. Well, thank you for calling, Anna.
Thank you for your... help.
Take care, Anna. Thanks for calling in. Good luck and set healthy boundaries for yourself.
Yeah.
Good. All right. Oh, wonderful. Thanks, Joan.
You're welcome.
What are some things that you've seen, you know, in all of your experience that can be warning signs that something might not be so healthy to continue on in a relationship?
Control, I think, would be the biggest thing when they want to control what you're thinking, what you're doing, where you're going, estrangement from family if they're trying to separate you from your family or your friends, if they don't want you to have any time to yourself, that's a big, big red flag. You know, there's just, if anybody would just go online and look up narcissist, or narcissistic tendencies, before they got seriously involved in a relationship, it's very eye-opening, and you would know whether you wanted to be in the relationship or not. But you got to be yourself. You got to love yourself first and not give your power away. I think that's very, very important.
I think so, too, and I think just this summer in general with all the energies, there's been a whole lot of shadow work and relationships falling away, and, you know, and what I've noticed with my clients and just people we've talked to here on the show is that it's really a time right now to focus on your self-love, and, you know, if you're in a relationship or you're not in a relationship, but you're not happy with the relationship with yourself, then that needs to be the one that needs to be nurtured most, because I feel
absolutely.
Like when you do that, then you automatically begin to create healthy boundaries and you automatically invite in the energy that's meant for you as opposed to questioning or wondering if it's right for you. If things are taking too much energy from you, then that's a really good sign that this isn't a healthy connection at the moment.
Absolutely. You know, you got to feel
at peace. Relationships
are tough.
Peace. That's a word that's not often associated with relationships, is it?
No, but it should be.
It should be. I like that.
If you're not peaceful within, then, you know, then there's something missing.
Yes, exactly. I invite all of our listeners to really sit with themselves tonight and tomorrow and over this weekend and this moon energy and think about whether or not you're at peace and what you can do to shift some things in your life in order to create that peace. Because I do. I agree with you, Joan. I think that that's something that that's a word that we optimize and we want later on and we dream about it, but it's not something we often take steps in our daily life to have. And I think that that's a really great place to start in order to find self-love is just moments of peace and grow from there.
And I think people put too much on their plates. They expect so much of themselves and they take on too much and they don't take the time to breathe. They don't take the time to meditate, to just connect with the earth. I think that's very important. They just get too busy. And it causes
that's
problems.
That's true.
Physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional issues when we don't take the time to slow down and maybe connect with the angels, connect with the earth, stand barefoot on the grass, meditate, listen for those messages.
Beautiful. Yeah, Jenny and I are always talking on the show about how, we weren't taught to do a lot of these things. And it's really important for our listeners and clients and everyone to forgive themselves because, a lot of this information isn't things that we were taught or conditioned to believe. And it's really important now that we're aware of it just to be conscious and try to incorporate these more healthy and balancing habits so that you can be intimate with your own soul and you can, I love the grounding technique. I invite everyone to do that often. And I make sure every day, at least 10 minutes, I go outside in my bare feet on the earth and ground in. It's just changed my life.
It's a beautiful experience. And the chakra balancing too, for anyone who's not familiar with that, having your chakras in balance really helps you to function so much better on every level also. There is a CD that I just love, and it could even be out of print, but I know you could still get it on the internet. And it's by Stacy Dean, D-E-A-N, and it's just called Chakra Balancing, but it's a 19-minute meditation that she walks you through, and it is so powerful. I've used a lot of different ones, but that's the best on the market by Stacy Dean, just called Chakra Balancing.
Stacy Dean. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Thank you. I'm going to check that out, Joan. I often do shower meditations, and I envision, any energy or negative energy no longer serving me, going down the drain. And then I learned at a retreat I went to with one of my favorite teachers, Rebecca Campbell. She taught us how to do this really nice visualization of zipping up your energy and rebalancing your chakras. So over each chakra in the shower, if you want, listeners, you could go counterclockwise in order to remove energy and then go clockwise to put energy back in. And you just make little circles about an inch out from your body, and it really starts to shift your energy. So
I
encourage you just as beginning to balance with that, just play with it and see how it feels, because you'll start to find your own energy. Okay, Joan, let's take another caller. We have one more. And also, if you're listening, we are taking some callers tonight, so feel free to call on in. Our call-in number is 424-258-9300. Again, it's 424-258-9300. And now we're going to take a call from area code 267. Hi, 267.
Hello.
You are with Mandy and Joan. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, my name is Donna, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Donna.
And,
hi, Donna.
Hi. Hi. I wanted to ask you if the angels see anybody, relationship coming into my life.
It probably will be spring your angels are showing before that happens. But what your angels are saying with this is you've got lots of time to get prepared. They're asking that you write a letter to them and tell them specifically what you would want in this person. Things such as you want a non-abuser of drugs or alcohol. You want someone maybe that's willing to communicate and compromise. Look more at the spiritual aspects your angels are saying and the personality of the person rather than as much with the looks. But write a letter, tell them what they want, ask that he be sent for your highest good and his highest good and all the people involved. And I assure you, as they have done for many over the years, they will, when the time is right, send this person to you. And he will be all that you ask.
Okay, because I was in a relationship, and it didn't work out. It on and off, on and off, and I don't know. I was, like, kind of confused, and I don't want to have to be confused.
No, and that's why you enlist the help of the angels, hon. But they're telling me spring. Spring this person will come. I do believe you will meet this person at an outdoor event. So try to attend some outdoor fun events in the springtime, and just know the angels are going to help you with this.
Okay, and can I tell you a little story about that happened to me yesterday that you're talking about?
Sure.
Angels and everything?
Yeah. Sure.
I do believe.
That's fine.
Okay, yesterday I was, I'm not going to mention the carrier, but it's a popular carrier, was supposed to leave, without a signature, by my mailbox, and it was a $3,000 check, okay? And it was kind of dumb of me not to want a signature, but my neighbors are okay. But anyway, they said they left it here at 10:30 a.m., and I was at work, and my son came home, and he said, it's not here. And I thought, oh, my God, I came in from work and everything. By 1:30, it still wasn't here. I called them. They were tracking it, and they insisted they left it here. They left it at, I'm not going to say my address, at the address. We have cameras, so we looked on them, and nobody was here. So I thought, well, let me go, because we live in Rose, and I said, let me go down a couple blocks, and, you know, with the same address, maybe left somewhere else, and it wasn't there. So I gave up, and I just, like, kind of started crying, because I would have to wait for another month for them to cut me another check and cancel that. So I was getting ready to go home. I turned the corner. I said, God, please send me my angels. I said, angels, just let me go home and find it there. So when I turned the corner, there was one block, and I thought, okay, well, that's the same address, the same four numbers as mine, so let me just try that one. So I pulled over after I had said that, and I got out of the car, and there it was laying on the step.
Oh, my.
Oh, my goodness.
I just wanted to share that with you.
Wow. That's awesome.
That is such a beautiful story, Donna. Look at that.
Yeah.
You just released it to the angels, and they took care of it.
They did.
Yep.
Wow.
And it was a right-hand turn that I had to make to come back to my house. And just after I said that, I thought, okay, there's numbers that are same as mine. Let me just try it. And I got out, and it was there. Okay, but thank you for listening, and thank you for your advice.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you, Angel.
Oh, you are so welcome, Donna. Have a beautiful night.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
One of the things that I found that angels can help with is releasing fear. When you are crippled with fear and afraid to move forward or afraid to make a decision or end something. When I had a terrible job a few years back that was causing me so much stress, it was affecting my health and it was making me very, very angry, which is very foreign to me. I asked the angels to please take the fear away of leaving that job And I got up the next morning, and the fear was so gone that I went to work and gave my notice to quit. Came home, and then I was fearful again because as a single woman at that time, I had no job to pay for the house payment and the car payment. And the angels assured me that if I would make a written plan of action, and they're very big on this, it's not enough just to have the plans in your head, but if you write a written plan of action and write down what you're going to do, what steps you're going to take to get where you want to be, they will honor that and help with it. And that's exactly what I did, and I found the work, which is this work that I love. I was reading cards at the time, but I wanted to read more, and they helped me to be able to do that. So it's important for us to remember that they are there. If we do a written plan of action and we ask to have the fear removed of making changes, they will do that for you. I was blown away by it, how unafraid I was that very next morning.
Oh, that is beautiful and incredible. Oh, I love that. There's been several times for me, too, where I just, you know, I really learned over the past few years, really, that worry is such a form of prayer, and it sets intention for things that, you know, that we don't want to come to us. And, you know, a big way I broke my fear was just saying, you know, I release these worries, I release these fears to my angels, and I ask you to take them from me. And I always, it started with when I was afraid to be outside at night in the dark, and I used to ask Archangel Michael to surround me in white light and protect me. And every time, you know, within a few minutes, I just calmed right down and I wasn't afraid. And it was the most amazing thing. And that's probably how I built the most trust with my angels, was really, once I became, because I wasn't always afraid, and it was something that came for me later in life, and I got some anxiety, and I relied on them to help me heal it, and man, did it work.
It does.
It does, it does. What are some other ways, Joe? Right now we don't have any callers, so I thought I'd ask you, other than a written plan of action, what are some other ways that our angels can help us?
They can rescue us. I'll tell you a story about being rescued. I was quite a ways from home visiting a beautiful spiritual lady, and I was there for probably 5 hours. Time kind of got away from us, and I got ready to leave, and it would have been about an hour back to my twin sister's where I was staying that night, and I walked out of her house, and it had snowed a foot of snow while I was in the house, a full 12 inches. It took me a while. I managed to get out of the driveway, but everywhere, every road I went down trying to get out to the main highway, the trees were down. So it took me about 3 hours to get across to the main highway. And the only way that I could go up that highway was follow a semi and stay in its tracks.
Mm.
About halfway home, the semi turned off, and I went about 1 mile and ended up in the ditch. And I'm way off in the ditch. I called upon the angels because it's 3 o'clock in the morning by this time. It's very cold,
goodness.
And I'm pretty nervous about freezing to death out there. So I said, angels, I need help now. Within 5 minutes, along came this big 3/4-ton pickup with 3 big, burly, 20-some-year-old guys in it. They pushed me out of the ditch and followed me to where I needed to be. And I'm sure that was just the angels, because there was nobody on the road at 3 o'clock in the morning with a foot of snow on the road. And I learned right then and there that they will be there when you are in a panic situation and you need help. Call upon them. They'll come. They'll send someone.
That is so beautiful. They will. They really will. That's
yes.
There's been a couple of times. One time I was in a car accident in high school, and I was an icy road, you know, just just luck of the draw, and I had some black ice, and I flipped my car, and I just was surrounded in just this, like, really, and I just said, like, angels, please help me, and I was just surrounded in this really, like, comfortable, hazy kind of light, and I saw lots of sparkly light around me, and then the way we landed, it was just the most amazing thing, and I ended up having to get chainsawed out of the car, but I woke, my only injury was a scratch on my pinky.
Oh, so, wow.
That was pretty amazing.
Yes, it is.
And it was just this cool bubble that I'll just never be able to fully explain, and I loved it. Oh, Joan. Joan was here a few weeks ago, if you all remember, and we had some technical difficulties, and it got cut off. But Joan was telling us a story about giant angels that you saw. Will you share that with our listeners again?
Yes, I went to a seminar at Olivet College. Anybody out of state probably won't know where that's at, but it was a week-long seminar, and I was attending a healing service in the evening, and it was just very moving. The energy just was fantastic in the room, and I looked over my shoulder, and there on the against the wall was a almost two-story tall, probably 30, 40-foot tall angel radiating glorious colors, colors that I couldn't even tell you what they are. They were not regular Crayola crayon colors, but radiating colors and energy off of this angel. And I know this angel was there overlooking that healing service that night. That was my first encounter with an angel, and it was pretty mind-blowing, pretty mind-blowing. But they are out there.
It just sounds beautiful. Gave me chills thinking about it.
Mhm. Well, I had thought that angels probably existed back in biblical times, but for some reason I never got it until then that they truly exist now. They are just as relevant today as way back in biblical times.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because angels are probably one of the things I feel like people connect with most spiritually, but at the same time, you know, people aren't practicing as much organized religion, and we're switching into more of a spiritual realm. And at times I think, you know, we switched into spirit guides and other ancestors, and we have all that, no doubt. But I think sometimes the angels get a little pushed to the wayside or forgotten about at times. And, and they're making such a comeback now, and it's so beautiful to see and hear and all these stories. That amazing guest we had earlier, Donna, and her story about the package, and they're really just coming back in full force right now and ready to help.
They are, and it doesn't matter what your spiritual belief is.
Yep.
Even, you know, anything from Baptist to Buddhist to Hindu to Native American, they all have angels in their spiritual beliefs. So
yeah,
they're there for
so
everyone.
So true. They are, and you know, and you can call on them whenever. I'm just going to reiterate that tonight. Whenever you know you're ready, you can just call on them and start working with them. Joan, you also channel messages from the angels, and I was wondering if you would be able to gift us with a channel from the angels tonight and see what they have to say for us.
Well, one of the things right away the angels are saying is love is the answer. It doesn't matter what the question. They want you to come from a feeling of love to answer the question. They just want us to know that they are here always for us. They don't want us to get caught up in the politics, they're telling me here, one of the things they're channeling to me. They don't want us to get caught up in the politics and the negativity. They want us to be of help to each other and to be peaceful with things the way that they are right now. Stressful times, yes, but we don't have to be stressed. They're saying, let it go, let it go. They also want us to know, they're telling me that there's a reason behind everything that's happening right now. And we may not understand it right now, but there is a reason behind all of it. And it has to do with our growth. So just trust. They're saying just trust that there's reasons behind all the things that are going on around the world right now. Pray for each other. Your angels are saying, pray for each other. We're supposed to help and comfort each other, but also we're called upon to pray for each other.
Oh,
sorry,
wonderful.
I'm not picking up anything more right at this very moment.
That's okay. I always like to give time, you know, and our listeners are used to that when we channel things. So never a push with that. Good. Beautiful. Well, yeah, if they want to pop back in or anything else comes up, just let us know, okay?
Oh, sure.
Perfect. My next question was, you teach a workshop about intuition, right?
I do.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. In that workshop, I try to use a lot of different tools. We will work with things like card reading. I'll bring several decks. We work with pendulums. We work with tea leaf reading. I do several guided meditations for chakra balancing. For clearing, we usually do a past life regression in that. We do a grounding meditation, just a lot of different things. We cover a lot in a short time period. And that way you
Beautiful.
Can find your own tools. I also talk to people about in that that workshop on how to set up their altars and how everybody's altar may differ. And how to create personal space for yourself. And I also talk to people about setting boundaries with your family so that they allow you to have that personal space and personal time for your spiritual beliefs. That's very important.
Oh, that's so important. I just got that too. That is so important. What are some tips and tools that you can give our listeners so they could start, you know, facilitating those healthier conversations with their family members? And what does personal space look like? You know, what's acceptable? What's, you know, making sure we're having healthy boundaries?
Well, we don't always have a separate room. Some people will have, but most of us don't have a separate room that we can use for our own personal space. I recommend generally that you maybe put some candles in there. You have some soft music, maybe a special kind of CD that you really like, and you just start training your family that from 8 in the morning till 8:30 or 9, that's your personal quiet time, and you can teach people to respect that time, that's your time. And respect not touching your personal tools and things. You can keep them in a basket and keep them up on a shelf, too. You don't have to necessarily leave them out where someone can handle them or, you know, cause an issue for you. But we all deserve personal time and personal space. Even if it's your bedroom, you can keep things in a closet, open up the closet door, and maybe you've got a little stand in there that you keep some things on and set a chair in front of it and shut the bedroom door. You can hang a sign on the door that says, you know, in meditation or something like that. And especially teaching your children when they're young to honor your time. And it gives them permission to do the same thing as they grow up also, to have their private time and their private space, their private tools. It kind of gives them permission to do that too. You're teaching them very valuable things when you do that for yourself. When you honor yourself and you love yourself enough to create that time and space and teach your family about it, you're letting them do the same thing. It creates a whole new generation of beautiful people.
It really does, and it's so important, and it's so important for parents to know that children, yeah, they listen to our words, but they learn the most from our actions and our reactions, the way we, react to certain situations. If we're stressed about something, then we're going to teach them to be stressed about it, and, if we get upset or frustrated at something, we teach them that it's okay to do that, and, the same thing with all the positive things, how to really, deal with feelings more properly. And you were just making me, when you were telling about how, it's really important to teach children how to honor time. I was at a retreat this past September, and there was two women sitting behind me, and they were just talking and trying to visit with one another, and they had like a four-year-old with them, and one of them was the four-year-old's mother. And he kept interrupting and being like, "Mommy, Mommy, I want you to, watch me and spend time with me." And they were trying to teach him, and they were like, "You need to practice patience," and all of these things. And this kid just, wasn't getting it, and the mom was getting kind of embarrassed because I think she was, meeting with a colleague or someone. She was trying to have a really, a really intense and intellectual conversation. And so they kept trying and trying, and I turned around and I said, and this was an angelic download I got, and I just said, "You mind if I give it a shot?" And she was like, "Please, I'll take anything." And I'm like, "Okay." And so I said, "You love your mommy, right?" And I can't remember the little boy's name. He's like, "You love your mommy, right?" And he's like, "Yes." And I said, "And your mommy loves you, right?" And he said, "Yes." And I said, "What are some things that your mommy shows you, that your mommy does, that shows you that she loves you?" And he said, "Well, she cooks for me. She tucks me in at night. She plays with me." And I said, "Beautiful." And then I said, "And what are some things you do to show your mommy that you love her?" And he said, "I give her rocks." And they both laughed, and it was cute because he has a thing where he likes to go out and get rocks to give to her. And he said, "I give her rocks, and I give her hugs and kisses." And I said, "Oh, wow, that's so nice." He's like, "Yeah." And I'm like, "One other thing you could do that would show your mommy that you love her?" And he's like, "What's that?" And I said, "You could show her that you are, because he was about four, almost five. I said, and they were using the big boy word. I was like, that you can show her that you're a big boy, and that one of the ways that you can love her is to give her time with her friends. Does your mommy get a lot of time with her friends?" And he said, "No." And I said, "Does she spend a lot of time with you?" And he said, "Yes." And I said, "Do you think you're ready to show her that that you can be responsible and play and let her visit with her friend and use that to show her that you love her?" And he was like, "Yes." And he got so excited, and he went and played with this soccer ball 100 yards away the whole rest of the time. And she was like, "I can't believe that worked." And I was like, "Me either." And so it did, and it was beautiful. And then I saw her later that night, and she's like, "That worked all day. And I had so many different meetings, and I had so many things. And every time I asked if he would show me, do that because it shows me that he loves me, he did it." And I was like, "That's so amazing." And it just comes right back to what you said in the beginning of the channel that you were doing. Love is the answer for everything.
That's beautiful. We have to get creative with these little ones.
You do, and you need to meet them where they're at, our new beings. They're so sensitive and smart and amazing and can be such teachers, and we have to learn them and they have to learn us. But if we always circle it back to love and showing love and respect and honor and healthy boundaries, I just feel like you just can't go wrong.
That's right.
Mm. Oh, Joan, we do have another caller. Let's see what they have to say. We're going to take a caller from 937. Hi, 937.
Hello.
You are with Mandy and Joan. Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is George.
Hi, George. Did you have a question?
Yeah, hi. Yeah, I'm currently going through a pretty messy separation and kind of affected my work, and I'm currently unemployed but looking, and I'm getting unemployment, and I have a lot of, I guess I have a lot of pots in the fire, so to speak, with a number of different things I'm doing, helping friends out and things, and I'm kind of at a point in my life where I feel like it's a good time to reinvent myself, but I've always been one of those people who has, a broad set of interests. So I've never said, like, hey, I'm passionate about this one thing. This is the one thing I want to do for the rest of my life. So problem with that is that, you know, bills and child support and things like that are getting to be a weight on me. And the job search is not exactly going well. So I just didn't know if you guys maybe had some advice or if there's anything you could see with that.
Well, your angels are showing me, George, that about 2 weeks there's going to be a job offer for you. It may not be something you stay at for more than 6 months, but it will get you through some difficult times. They're also telling me to have you write down what you need in work, and it doesn't have to be a specific job, but you might say, this is the income that I need, these are the hours that I want to work so that I can be free for my family. Put down that you want to work in a caring, supportive environment with good-natured people, something like that. But be specific, but write it down. Write a letter to your angels. But they're showing me about 2 weeks from now. And they want you to do some grounding and just some releasing and letting go of stress and anxiety with this separation. It's a very difficult time for you. They say breathe through it. Stand outside barefoot on the grass when you can. That'll help you to feel more grounded, and they want you to nurture yourself. Try to get enough sleep. Don't overextend yourself. It's wonderful to say yes to people. I can come and help you, but your angels also want you to make sure that you are taking care of yourself also. Did that answer
good.
Your question?
Yeah, if I could follow up with that. There's one thing I've been doing improv for a little while now, and it's something that I enjoy doing. And I don't know about, I've been thinking about trying to maybe take that to the next level. And to be honest, I know going into something like that, show business type deal or whatever, is a hard road and takes a lot of work. And is that something I should pursue?
Well, your angels are saying that you do have some talent for that, so you may need to work part-time while you're pursuing that as a career. But, yes, they're saying go ahead, take a chance on that. But also to be an honorable person, to work at something that would bring in some money. It doesn't have to necessarily be full-time, but it'll take a little time for the improv to get going, but they definitely assure me you have talent.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, George.
George, I also got a couple messages too that I pulled a few cards and I downloaded some messages while Joan was talking, and it was exactly what she said. And I just want to reiterate that right now, while you're going through this transformation, it's really important to trust your inner voice and what feels good. Follow what your heart wants most. And that you need to increase your joy each day, and that the improv will help with that. So even if it's just Something you do at night or on the side for a little while you're transitioning, it's really important for you in order to manifest some miracles in the future. And then I also, it was cool because Joan mentioned grounding, and the first card I pulled for you was the miracle of nature. How do you connect with nature, or is it something you haven't been spending much time in?
Well, I mean, I used to have a friend for a few years. We used to do Tai Chi a lot, and it's something I've kind of gotten away from just because, not for any particular reason, but that was something that I used to do and do some meditation and things like that. But I got this thing coming up in a couple weeks. This guy who is, he's a tattoo artist. Well, he's actually the boss of my friend who's a tattoo artist. And he's talking about this seminar in Detroit that he went to that was some type of, he went to it and said that he was completely open and it was some type of spiritual awakening for him or whatever. And he wants me to go with him, and he said that he'll pay for it. And I don't know the details really, other than I kind of trust this guy, even though we're not super close. I mean, that's supposed to be in the middle of August. I'm having a little bit of some reservations about it just because my money situation, this guy's offering to pay for it, but I kind of don't want, you know, somebody to have to pay for me to go do something. And not only that, you know, it's a, I don't know, it's a different thing, going to Detroit and stuff like that. So I don't know if that's something I should do or if I should focus more on.
What do you think, Joan?
Well, the angels are saying that there will be plenty of time down the road to do this, that your top priority right now needs to be finding a job. And probably you will be working before that time period comes up for that seminar, so it would be very difficult for you to get away without quitting a job.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Well, there you go. Well, take care,
right,
George, and take really good care of yourself and find some balance and yeah, get moving. Get your body moving a little bit and get outside with your bare feet, because I think that's going to help you a ton.
All right. Well, thank you, ladies.
Blessings.
You're welcome. Yeah. Transition's so hard, huh, Joan?
It's very difficult, and he's got a lot going on.
He does, you know, and I was really excited. Thank you for calling us, George, because we don't get a lot of male callers, and Jenny and I have been drawing a lot of attention to the divine masculine and their need for nurturing as well. I love that you said nurturing, because they desperately need to be nurtured, and it's something that we forget about because men are just taught to be the protectors and hold all their feelings in, and it's really hard to remind them. Do you see that a lot with the people that you end up counseling?
I do. The men don't realize that they've got to take care of themselves first before they can take care of their family.
Yeah.
Yeah, they always try to be the strong ones, and they don't nurture themselves.
No. Nope. And, you know, and it's just an overall theme. A lot of us don't, because, you know, even if our parents did the very best that they could, you know, it's just something generationally we haven't been taught. We haven't been taught it a lot or enough, and, you know, it's trickled in some ways, but I just think there needs to be a mass focus right now on self-care and how to mother and nurture yourself, because it's incredibly vital to our living and our ascension and to helping heal this planet.
It is. It's the very basis.
The very basis. It's true. Joan, we have just about 5 more minutes, and I wanted to ask you to share with our listeners one more time how they can get a hold of you if they want some angel messages or to come work with you one-on-one.
Okay, I can be reached at my home phone number at 231-839-2170, or you can connect with me on Facebook Messenger, and the name you would look for is Joan Terpening, T-E-R-P-E-N-I-N-G. The last name is Cranmore, C-R-A-N-M-O-R-E, Joan Terpening Cranmore.
Wonderful. Thanks. I do have another question for you that I was thinking we could follow up with, but I wanted to check in and see if you had any more messages from the angels you wanted to get through before I switch the subject.
Well, the one thing your angels, everybody's angels, want to share is love one another. You know, don't harm each other. Love one another. If you can't love each other, at least don't harm each other.
Yeah, so true. Everybody's just fighting their own battles, and it's so important to just, the angels were saying before, to just let go. We hold on so hard for so long to so many things, and it just doesn't seem to serve us or anyone else.
No, we got to be kind, your angels are saying. We need to be kind to each other and be kind to unkind people. It can turn things around. I've seen it. So when somebody has been really rude or something to me, and I just give them a hug or say, I'm sorry you're having a bad day. I hope that things start going better. And it's like it instantly has changed their demeanor. It has changed their attitude. And they are grateful that someone actually could see where they were hurting and want and wish them well. So please try to be kind to those that are unkind.
That's so important. It's so important because we're such a culture that's used to competing or retaliating or getting revenge. I shared a little thing on Facebook that said the best revenge is no revenge. Move on and be happy. And
yeah.
And it's true. And every single person just wants to be loved and heard and understood. And, you know, especially if you treat people with kindness during their meanness, it changes everything.
It takes the wind right out of their sails.
It does. It really does.
They calm right down. And I found through that you can make a friend for life.
Yeah, that's true. That's really true. I have a lot of experience. I was a bartender for a long time, and I worked with the homeless for a long time. And I've definitely helped people with situations where they were not being very nice to me at all. And by showing them kindness and that I care, just like I ended up having beautiful relationships with my clients and, you know, lots of, you know, repeat bar patrons and things like that, simply just because I showed understanding and non-judgment and I didn't absorb or react to what they were doing at the time, and it was able to just transmute the space, you know?
Yes.
That is so beautiful. My very last question, we just have a couple of minutes here, so I'm just going to say let's wrap up because my next question was going to be about past life stuff, and that might take a little while. Actually, we have one more caller, so let's take that, and then we'll close up, and we'll be all done for the night.
Okay.
They just called, so we'll see. 401. Hi, 401.
Hello?
You are with Joan.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
What's your name, hon?
My name is Carrie.
Pardon, Carrie?
Carrie, yes, with a K.
Okay, do you have a question, hon?
I don't think I have a specific question. I'm a first-time listener, and I really resonate with especially what you just said. Sometimes kindness is the best way of moving forward. Been in sort of a hostile situation, you know, sort of up and down, and it's my relationship, and it's kind of, it's been a a long-term one, but I mean, sometimes you just don't know where the energy is coming from, and it's hard to stay grounded around energy like that. So
it is, but your angels are saying that things are shifting for you and it's going to get better, and just set kind and gentle and loving boundaries and be there for yourself.
And that's been the hardest part, so that's great advice, because I know I've heard it out other places, and I know it within, and I know to remind myself of that, because it does, very empathic, it takes a lot away from me, and sometimes it's easy to fall into the merry-go-round, I like to say, of just tit for tat, and it's like, this isn't who I am, you know, so I appreciate that, and I'm glad I called in tonight to listen, and, you know, I'm glad I got on with you. That's great validation.
Yeah, Carrie, it's that simple. And something that I've been telling my clients a lot this week, and I always say it, but when you're in times of stress or frustration, just focus back on an attitude of gratitude. You know, be grateful for how far you've come and all the things you've done, and you know, and forgive yourself and say, you know, we talk ourselves all day, so just be like, you know, Carrie, I know why you acted that way, and it's okay, and I forgive you. And then focus on the things you're grateful for in the moment. And it's like, all right, my partner and I, we're not doing well, but you know what? At least we're both trying in our own way right now. And we can improve this each day. And when you just bring it back to that and release it to the angels, it just creates so much space. And yeah, and do you right now. Some inspired action and hold yourself accountable and, you know, create like some balance and ritual throughout your day, especially while your relationship's unstable at the moment, you know?
Yeah, that's
great.
That's
where you'll draw strength and stability from.
Well, I appreciate speaking with you both tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Take care, Carrie.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Ah, wonderful. Well, Joan, I just want to thank you so much for coming on and sharing your gift and messages from the angels with us. It was truly a treat and an honor.
Well, thank you for having me. I really enjoyed it.
Wonderful. Thanks to all of our listeners for calling in. Please get a hold of Joan if you want to work with her one-on-one. And we just send you all the love and light and focuses on gratitude and love and kindness. Have a wonderful night.
Good night.
What if you could change your life? What if the sorrow could become joy and the darkness the light? What if you could heal not only yourself but those around you? Well, you can. This is Alchemy, and these are the Alchemy Sisters. Join psychic Jenny McDaniel and spiritual advisor Mandy Elam for a magical one-hour journey into esoteric spiritual discussions. DPR presents.